According to the American Medical Association, over one-third of the population is lacking in functional health literacy. Medical Animatics has a solution. You are listening to ReachMD XM 157, the channel for medical professionals. Welcome to the Clinicians Roundtable. I'm Susan Dolan, your host, and with me are Harlan Wilson, the president and CEO of Medical Animatics in Indianapolis, Indiana, and Dr. Jack Ditzler, a bariatric surgeon practicing in Indianapolis. Mr. Wilson, welcome back to the Clinicians Roundtable.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us on the show.
Dr. Ditzler, welcome to the Clinicians Roundtable.
Thank you as well.
Mr. Wilson, we'll start with you. Tell us about Medical Animatics, your company, and the growth you've experienced over the past year.
Well, Medical Animatics has grown from 4 to 8 employees. We'll soon be adding 2 more employees. So since we've last talked, we've seen some fun expansion. We've moved from a small office that's located in downtown Indianapolis to a much larger office that's now on the WFYI Teleplex, and we're poised for significant growth this coming year.
Describe your expanded line of products and services.
We started out with a software application that includes 3D animation and video for patients who are considering LASIK surgery. We're excited to report our clients who are using this product have indicated that they've saved 20 to 30% time in educating patients. They're increasing their patients' confidence, and there's an overall increase in new patient intake. So with this, we found that after almost a year of conducting confidential surveys with those patients and working with the practice, that 90% of patients responded as having indicated that this use of this technology has really helped them to understand the treatment. Many of them indicated that the use of 3D animation and video and interactive knowledge check questions has helped them to understand the surgery procedures quite a bit. And patients are excited about the way that it helps them to understand as well as to capture the informed consent piece, which is usually pretty daunting for a patient. We've expanded that now into bariatric surgery. And from there, we've moved into the ability to bring this technology to the web and a lot more features and functionalities into our capability.
Dr. Ditzler, tell us about your work and how you use medical animatics technology.
Sure. Like you mentioned, I am a bariatric surgery. Basically, what bariatric surgery is weight loss surgery. What we do is really alter the stomach to restrict what someone can eat, and then sometimes with the surgery also able to kind of change the digestion process in order to facilitate weight loss. You know, it is a very complicated surgery and does have a lot of changes that can occur in one's body and their nutrition afterwards, and does have some risks, as any surgery does. So we really use medical animatics just as another tool to help give the patients all the information that's necessary for the surgery, and as well as to discuss potential risks and outcomes from the surgery.
Doctor, tell us about the different types of bariatric surgery that you perform.
Right now, the surgeries that we do a laparoscopic gastric bypass surgery, and also do a laparoscopic adjustable gastric banding.
And does medical animatics enable you to explain these procedures to the patients?
Yeah, with medical animatics, we've developed a program both for the gastric bypass as well as the adjustable gastric band, and now are in development of a gastric sleeve, which is another type of restrictive procedure as well.
What feedback have you received from your patients about the technology?
Our patients have really loved it. Just last week, I was talking to a patient, and she said that the medical animatics program really gave her a true understanding and thought that that gave her the most information that she'd received during the whole process, and she really wished she'd seen it earlier in the whole process. In getting approved for bariatric surgery, we really have an extensive educational process, you know, from the time we first see them, doing an initial consult, and throughout the whole process of going through insurance and psychological evaluation, which can be 2 to 3 months. So it is very lengthy, and it's nice to have this one piece that patients can view over and over if necessary to get that information.
Mr. Wilson, will you summarize for us what patients experience and see and how long it takes?
Sure. The product is very interactive by design. We provide state-of-the-art 3D animation, video, interactive programming, narration, and captions. And it's designed in such a way that the patient has to stay engaged. For example, we do very random knowledge checks throughout the application so that the patient can demonstrate that they understand. If they do not understand, the product actually reloops a maximum of 3 times through similar content to attempt to educate the patient on that particular area of the procedure. The application is very, very engaging and also is very linear in fashion in that it really guides the patient. It's a very easy interface, so there's no interactivity that could be confusing. It's just a step-by-step process that takes them through the training.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD XM157, the channel for medical professionals. I'm Susan Dolan, your host, and joining me are Harlan Wilson, President and CEO of Medical Animatics, and bariatric surgeon Jack Ditzler, discussing animating informed consent for bariatric surgery. Dr. Ditzler, how much time and money do you estimate the medical animatics informed consent technology is saving you?
It's really hard to put a dollar figure on it, you know, at this point, but certainly in talking with our office staff and also in just my time, like I mentioned before, it is a very lengthy process from the time we first see the patient until they ultimately have surgery. And there's a lot of education involved. One thing that we've noticed that it does allow us to focus on different things during this education and specifically to focus more on dietary changes which are necessary. One thing the program does is go over how the diet is going to change and is helpful. And also we can focus more on lifestyle changes and that both the diet and lifestyle changes are really the key components to bariatric surgery for the long-term weight loss of the patient. It certainly does save time, but you know, I'm sure it can save money as well, but we just don't know exactly what that is at this time.
Can you tell a difference between your patients who have used the medical animatics bariatric informed consent technology and those who didn't?
I'd like to say that we really do a good job of educating the patients, and you know, I think with medical animatics, we even do that even more so. I guess one thing I've probably noticed is the patient's a little less apprehensive about the surgery and seem to have just a little bit better understanding exactly what's going to be involved with the surgery as well.
Mr. Wilson, do the patients watch the videos after their surgery also?
They certainly can. The access to the system is throughout a period of several months. By design, we've created the technology so that they can also use it from home via the web to be able to engage family in the learning process, support friends, whomever they wish to share it with. They can view it as many times as they like. I believe this is very helpful. As Dr. Ditzler indicated, one of our missions is not only to improve understanding, but post-procedural follow-up. We want to make sure that those patients are really understanding what it takes to be successful on their side of the equation, as well as to understand what healthier lifestyle choices would mean to their overall outcome.
How is your technology different from the competition?
Well, I'm very proud to say we are superior quality visual media, and I believe that firmly. We started the company with several graduates from the School of Informatics, and that's where we've all been degreed in science and media arts and science degrees. And we've learned all the special effects, video, 3D animation technology that's used in movies and in Hollywood. We've applied that here to health education because it is our belief that in society, just about everywhere around us, we see very complex technology, whether it's in television commercials, games, or even entertainment. So we've brought that to the patient education experience and how that differs very much in terms of competition. So far in the market today is a lot of clip art style, cartoon style, short video segments, if you will. And we've added quite a bit of very high-end visual media, very engaging experience for the patients.
How much does the technology cost?
The question of cost is very hard to answer straightforward because we provide much like a cell phone plan. So it's contractual basis based on patient volume. There's also an annual license fee if a hospital would choose to do so. So it really varies per program.
Dr. Ditzler, how did you hear about the technology?
Well, I first heard about it through Harlan. We have a mutual friend who got me in touch with Harlan, and he showed me their first LASIK technology, and I was just blown away by the detail and the clarity of their video. It was really like anything else I'd seen before, you know, in the medical world. Certainly you see it in, you know, Hollywood with movies or video games or that sort of thing, but we haven't seen it in a medical application.
Mr. Wilson, tell us about the Ball State University and Community Health Network collaboration.
Well, we wanted to know if we were on the mark. So, interestingly, as synchronistic as it seems, a researcher from Ball State University, Corinne Ringette, who is completing a PhD, wanted to research health literacy and understand how patients were understanding what the information was that was presented. We presented the idea via Medical Animatics to Community Hospital and sort of brought together the two entities, and Community and Ball State both agreed this would be something great to look at. Dr. Ditzler practices at Community Health Network, which is where our product is installed at this time, and the Ball State researchers are actually working with patients there to analyze how this product is impacting knowledge acquisition and health literacy. And so far, they're still in the midst of their data compilation, so we really have no substantial information. But the early indicators are that this is really very significant.
Dr. Ditzler, bring us up to speed on the state of bariatric surgery in the United States today and what the potential for this technology may be.
Yeah, well, really, bariatric surgery has grown tremendously over the last 10 years or so. Unfortunately, you've really seen an epidemic of obesity in the United States. And it's really thought that probably about 15 million people in the United States have morbid obesity, or about one in every 50 people. And really, we're only seeing about 1% of that eligible population who is having bariatric surgery. So far, there's probably about 200,000 people a year who have bariatric surgery, which, again, has probably doubled over the last several years.
Mr. Wilson, what are your plans for the future?
We really hope to reduce the cost of healthcare. We want to do that one patient, one product at a time. The idea is that we're using state-of-the-art technology to really engage patients in understanding their own healthcare. I think that's really going to be important as the entire healthcare climate changes tomorrow.
How can listeners learn more?
Well, thanks for asking. The medical animatics products and services are available at worldwideweb.medicalanimatics.com. That's MedicalAnimatics.com. The patient education product for informed consent bariatric is available online now at myinformedchoice.com. That's myinformedchoice.com. And I welcome anyone's feedback or calls to talk more about the product at 877-284-2811.
And would you repeat that number?
Sure, 877-284-2811.
Mr. Wilson and Dr. Ditzler, thank you for joining us to discuss medical animation for informed consent for bariatric surgery.
Thank you, Susan, for having us on the show.
Thank you.
I'm Susan Dolan. You've been listening to the Clinician's Roundtable on ReachMD XM157, the channel for medical professionals. We welcome your comments and questions at ReachMD.com, which now features on-demand podcasts of the ReachMD library. Thank you for listening.